T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shannon in the Morning and the Big Show.
Henceforth, this day shall be known as Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
On CBS FM.
Yes, it's true, Brad. It's going up to 84 in the city today.
Yeah, you cause badness. We're out in Long Island, and it's Harvey's going, Scott says 84, Dad, and we have an argument. So I said, nah, it's like mid-70s, not 84. So let's see. But, yeah, let's see what happens.
Well, it might be a little cooler out there where you are.
Yeah, but we're in White Plains, it's going to hit 80. Isn't it 82, 84?
It's supposed to be 84 to most of the tri-state area. If you're by the ocean, it might be a little bit cooler.
82 in Montclair, according to my Weather Channel.
But Daddy, you gonna have a garden party? You'll
yes, yes, of course I am.
Go for it! Friday drinks, Friday lunchtime drinks.
That's so right. are you gonna be watching the big golf match on Sunday?
Yeah, I'll watch the golf. I think you got NASCAR as well on Sunday.
So that's right.
A little bit of sport creeping back. So we'll have the TV going.
Yeah. I think this exhibition match is going to be Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson taking on Ricky Fowler and this very young whiz kid named Matthew Wolff. This kid's he's going to be huge eventually, but you know he's not like a household name right now, but he's going to be big. He went to Oklahoma State, which is where Ricky Fowler went, so they're good buddies. Is that going to be on NBC, Patty?
NBC and on the Golf Channel and on the NBC Sports Network as well.
And then next Sunday, the big one, the $10 million charity match, Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning taking on Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. That'll be fun to watch. You know what? It'll be good to see some people that play, you know, like regular. Well, I guess Peyton Manning's pretty good, so. I don't know how good Tom Brady is, but I've heard Peyton Manning's very good. He joined Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Eli both are members there. So, Brad, you know, Trish just pointed out the fact that we took a picture with Tony Vellachos before.
That's right. He came into your studio and hung out with you.
That's right, after he won in 2014. Is that when?
And it was pretty crazy. If you remember, Patty, he came on. I'll tell you when it was. It was early March 2017.
Oh.
And he came on, and he got voted out that night.
Oh, because that's right. He was in one that he didn't win. Because he won in 2014, and I thought maybe that's when he came up.
I hope he didn't blame us for that.
Yeah, I know. He came on, and we loved him, and I was, like, in awe of him because I loved him.
I remember it now because we said, oh, we're going to be watching because we wanted to know if he won.
And he knew.
Of course he knew because it was pre-recorded.
Right.
But
he already knew it, huh? They just couldn't tell us. But he bluffed pretty well, didn't he?
He did really good, and that's how he came out and won this $2 million prize. He was unbelievable to watch. He's so sneaky but so likable. It's this incredible mix. So my kids watch this show. It's a good family show. I let them stay up late. I got in a bit of trouble from my wife, but we stayed up and watched, and we all jumped up and cheered when Tony won. It was pretty cool, Scott.
He was so incredibly warm and lovely when he was talking about some of the other people that he was playing with. He was just really, it's funny because online everybody's calling him the greatest of all time.
Really?
When it comes to Survivor, yeah.
The greatest survivor of all time?
That's what they're saying.
Scott, he beat like the 30 other winners, like from the last 40 seasons. So he beat legends, and it was one of this. It was a crazy finale as well. If you remember, they used to have those big finales where they'd be at like the Ed Sullivan Theater, and it'd be packed with, and they build
I have a question. I have a question. If he got beat when he was up there talking to us, how did he get into that Tournament of Champions?
Because he won one the first time. So he won his first Survivor.
Oh, I see.
In 2014. Yeah.
I got you. Okay. Well, we didn't know him back then.
That's right. No. Yeah. But they did the finale from Jeff Probst's garage. He set it up, and they had Zoom. And then they had the three finalists all waiting. You know, they've been waiting like 9 months to find out who's going to win the $2 million.
Right.
The finalists. They're all sitting there on Zoom in their living room. So it was actually a really nice touch.
Yeah. And so he got $2 million, and then was it Wu Huang got $1 million?
No, he got $2 million straight up. No,
he got $2 million straight up, and there was nobody else got any money?
No other money.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah.
All right, let's roll it. It's
Tony,
Brad.
What a thrill it was to watch it. I watched it with all my kids. I let them stay up late and watch it. We actually cheered for you. How does that make you feel when you've got people, strangers, cheering for you around the world?
Oh, my God, it's amazing. I love it. I love it that I could actually give the fans what they're looking for, what they're expecting from me, and doing so while I'm having a great time and being strategic about it and wanting to win the game. I'm so happy that I could do that.
Will you be back in Jersey City at the local police station?
Yeah, I'll be right back tomorrow. You know, I took the day off today to do interviews, and tomorrow right back to work, right back to the grind again.
I mean, what do your buddies think, Dan, when you walk into the precinct?
You know what they're going to tell me? I mean, they already talked to me. They were, congratulations. Now, tomorrow when I go into the precinct, they say, hey, guys, what do you think? They're going to look at me like, you're old news, man. That was yesterday's news. Give us something different. Give us something for today. And that's how it is. It's like, that's it. Move on with life. You're over. You're old news. You're history.
People are knowing you locally, right?
Yeah, they know me. But the good thing is, like, a lot of cops in my district, they're all bald and they all look like me. You know, white, bald men, and everybody looks the same, you know? So a lot of times I'm like, no, I'm not Tony. I'll cover my tattoo and say, no, not me. It's not Tony. And they're like, oh, sorry. And I'll keep walking, you know? And I'm like, yes, I got it over.
Jeff, this season, I think he really likes you, right? Like, Jeff really took to you.
I mean, he likes me as a player, but I don't think he likes me as a person. Like, I don't have anything in common with Jeff. You know, I'm just a dumb cop from Jersey, and he's this successful big wig that I can't talk his language, you know? So I get it. Like, I'm not the type of person that he would sit down and have a beer with, because I can't talk. There's nothing for me to talk about with him. You know, he's way above my level, so.
Great man. Thanks, mate.
Thank you so much, Brad. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Did you have to go, Brad?
No.
What happened? What happened to the rest of the interview? I go like this. I'm just getting interested. And Brad goes, all right, good talking to you. Bye-bye.
He's a guy, you can tell, he has more energy.
Man.
He's like exploding. Yeah, that's really interesting.
I just wonder.
He's back in work today, Scott. He's in the precinct now.
Yep.
I know, I heard it. I listened to the interview, Brad, before you cut it off.
He's got two little kids. He's got a wife who's a cop. Yeah, it's really...
What a great story.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Boy, he can talk, can he?
Yeah, he can. Yeah, well,
I'd like to see him. I'd see him make an arrest with a perp. All right, I'm going to take you in there. What are you going to do? All right, what kind of guy? What are you?
I'm going to out-talk him.
Yeah, I'm going to out-talk the guy.
Brad, it was also during the finale, it was really fun for me because I hadn't been watching it all season, and I happened to turn it on, and I saw Ethan Zone again, who I just really loved. What an incredible guy he was. Where did he come in the final?
No, he finished down the field, but he got a chance to... He was on Exile. They go to Exile Island, so they kicked him around for the whole series.
Okay,
but,
cool.
When he came back in, he made this inspirational speech about you recovering from cancer and how Survivor changed his life. And he actually said if he didn't win Survivor, he would have probably died, because the fame
back
and the money
day,
he was able to raise through Survivor helped him find the drug that the one in a million chance for him to survive cancer. So everyone was crying, very emotional speech.
He was just wonderful. Yeah, everybody was in tears. He was the guy that won Survivor Africa, and that was many years ago. It was like the third season, right?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good job, Brad, even though you cut him off. He's probably going to be very upset with you.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, I got a movie you should watch, Scott. It just dropped the other yesterday on Netflix. It's from Adam Sandler. He's not in it. He produced it. It's called Wrong Missy. It stars David Spade and Lauren Lapkus. Oh, my goodness. It is
The Wrong Missy?
The Wrong Missy. The Wrong Missy.
M-I-S-S-Y?
That's right. Yes. This comedian, this woman, Lauren Lapkus, probably the funniest person I've ever seen. It is incredible.
And it's on, is it on Netflix?
On Netflix, yeah. It's one of those, part of those Adam Sandler deal where he's got that, like, 57 movie deal with Netflix.
Right.
That'll be my Friday night movie.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
And if it's terrible, I'm gonna be so upset with you.
Yeah, Monday morning. I want you to do a review for me, Scott. A Wrong Missy.
I'll give you a review. Good job, Brad.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. See you, Patty.
Bye, honey.
8:45 at CBS. Getting ready to crank up 2.5 hours commercial-free music. And minutes away, I'm going to talk to Tim McClune. We're going to check in with him about the Jersey Shore, see if his restaurants are going to be rocking this weekend and next weekend. 8:45, you're on the Friday Blast-Off at CBS FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.